Blog Talk Radio.
Ho! Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life. Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be that you love the most unlovable part of me? Of me. How could you see? Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing with you. I win even if I do. Everything's working for my good for a way.
Come on.
Anyone else but you. I don't want to make anyone else a God in my life. I want to make sure, God, that you have the seat, the priority seat in my life, in my heart, in my mind, everything that I set out to do. I don't want to love nobody more than I love you. You are the reason why I live, move, and have my being. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another segment of Legacy Libra Worldwide Empower Radio like no other. We are on day 3, which is the final day of this 12th. Thank you unto God fast. And I am your host for this morning, Apostle Lysandra J. Hardy. And as you know, on day three, today is a full day of fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure that you have your recorders, a pencil, pen, some paper, your iPad, smart tablet, whatever you have to write in, your journal, whatever you have, because he's going to speak. He will answer. He is answering our prayers, for the prayers of the righteous, what upholds avails much. Amen. And so it is a full day of fasting. Now, please make sure you follow the instructions of your doctor. If you have to eat, make sure you eat. All I ask is today we refrain from any type of sweets or caffeine, things that will maybe cause some type of hindrance in our system, get us going, or keep us on edge. Maybe we can just give up coffee for the day, or give up, you know, tea or whatever we like to drink, you know, that has sugar or caffeine. Maybe, you know, just have some vegetables and fruit today. But if you have to eat, follow the instructions of your doctor, please make sure you follow those instructions. Amen. I did post on my page the instructions for the fast, that we're continue to meditate on the word and continue to hear and get instructions from God. Amen. Amen. So God is just great. He is worthy to be praised on today. It is a rainy day here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but I tell you one thing, what it got me to thinking about is raining, but it's raining as well. Amen. It's raining, physically raindrops, but it's also a season of raining in your life. R-E-I-G-N, raining, I-N-G, R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G, raining in your life. Amen. I feel God saying there is a shift that is coming in your life. You didn't even expect it to come this way, but what you thought you were going to have to continue to submit to and it rule over you, you're getting ready to rule and reign in it. I hear God saying, stand strong and continue to see the salvation of the Lord. Now, the enemy tactic, let me tell you what he loves to do. He loves to placate our mind to go back and revisit our past failures, or make it seem like we got to go around this mountain one more time, or we seem like we still got to continue to go through this process when God has already graduated you. He is not going to bring you back to high school when you already got your diploma. You don't have to go back and repeat 4 years of high school when you already graduated with your diploma. You're not going to go back through what God has already graduated you from. When you've learned that lesson, you passed that test, it is not for you to have to keep going back. And so the enemy wants to try and bring about familiarity, make you think that it's not going to work this time, make you think you got to keep fighting this thing, make you think that you got to go back around this mountain one more time. No, it is finished, says the Lord. Amen. Amen. So let's just open up with prayer. God, we thank you. We bless you on today. I thank you for every listener, Lord God, that is logged in or calling in, listening live, Lord God. I thank you for their sacrifice. I thank you for their faithfulness and obedience in hearing your voice first. We wake up, Lord God, giving you praise. We reverence you in this place today, Lord God. Wherever we go, may you be seen, Lord God. May you be heard, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being our Father, a good Papa. We thank you on today for life, health, and strength. Thank you for giving us another opportunity, Lord God, to go and bless somebody else, another opportunity to witness about your son, another opportunity to go and make other people, Lord God, feel better, or feel encouraged, Lord God, another opportunity to come in your presence, Lord God, even if it's not to say a word, but to sit, Lord God, at your feet. Ah, Moshe, may today be a day that we find some time to just sit at your feet, not say a word, sit reverent at your feet, God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord God, just not only waking us up this morning, but Lord, giving us apostolic and prophetic direction and encouragement to continue to move forward, Lord God. And as we continue to move forward, everything that concerns us, Lord God, is coming into or Lord God, I pray for those, Lord God, who may be feeling have ailments in their body, Lord God, or who may have experienced the pain of death of a loved one, Lord God. I pray for you, Lord God, to continue to comfort them and keep them. We release your love and peace over them right now in the name of Jesus. We declare the healing balm, Lord God, of Gilead, Lord God, to soothe and to heal, Lord God, every aching wound, Lord God, even wounds that have been caused physically, not only physically, but emotionally and mentally, Lord God. We pray for the mind. We pray for, Lord God, a detoxifying of the brain cells, Lord God. Lord God, that they will produce, Lord God, good, healthy thoughts in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will submit our mind unto you, so, Lord God, we can pick up your will and we will understand what your good and perfect will is for our lives. So we pray, Lord God, for the mental health, Lord God, this morning. For those, Lord God, who may be struggling in the mind, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for everything, Lord, to shift, Lord God. Lord God, that we think just like you, we act like you, we can hear you clearly in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, Lord God, that are continuing to sit in the prison system, Lord God, that were wrongfully accused or because there was some type of system set up, Lord God, that was a catch-22, Lord God, that either way they were going to lose, Lord God. I declare and decree there is a shifting and a turnaround, Lord God, in the paperwork considering, Lord God, people's trials, Lord God, to be revisited. Lord God, those who've been sitting in jail 20, 30, 40 years, Lord God, put in prison, Lord God, because of the color of their skin, Lord God. Lord God, are being in the wrong place at the wrong time, Lord God. Lord God, and was not given any type of chance to be able, Lord God, to defend themselves in the right way, Lord God. Things are monopolies, Lord God, that were set up, Lord God, for people to earn money. The court system being used as a slave trade, Lord God, to make money, Lord God, off of people's backs, Lord God, used as a slave trade to make money off people's backs, Lord God. We declare and decree there is a dismantling of that system, Lord God, and paperwork, Lord God, will begin to turn around, and those who have been bound, Lord God, for years, who have been crying out to you for years, Lord God, will be set free, and not just set free, but Lord God, I thank you there are programs in place that will give them a fresh start, Lord God, that will give them new beginnings in the name of Jesus, that will pay them well, Lord God, and give them benefits, and they'll be able, Lord God, not to just come out of a system to go into another system that will fail, Lord God, but they will be able to go into a place, Lord God, where they'll be able to prosper forward in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up the education system. I pray for every educator, Lord God. I pray for every leader, Lord God. I declare and decree that your prayer, Lord God, gets back in education, that your word, Lord God, be established in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I declare financial overflow, Lord God, not just in the education system, but in the communities, Lord God. I declare and decree, Lord God, those systems, Lord God, those plants, the prosperity of the plants and those that had companies set up, Lord God, that employed people but suddenly left, Lord God. I declare and decree that there's life being brought back to those states, Lord God, that depended, Lord God, on those companies to feed the community. Lord God, we have gotten so selfish and we've gotten so greedy, Lord God, and we forgot why we opened up the place, the business in the first place, Lord God. So God, I thank you, Lord God, there's a reverse of that curse and that it is coming back to life in those towns and those cities that have been crying out to you in the name of Jesus. Those who have to go to surgery today, we declare and decree, Lord God, success in surgery, Lord God. We declare and decree, Lord God, that the hands, Lord God, that have to operate on people, Lord God, it will be a success, Lord God. I declare and decree their hands, Lord God, are steady, Lord God, that they are alert, Lord God, the nurses, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that they will be assigned the nurses in the name of Jesus that will make sure, Lord God, they get everything that they need, Lord God, to be successful in the name of Jesus. I pray for every family member that is connected here today. I thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, their answer is at the door. I hear that in the spirit. Their answer is at the door. It is time for them to come out of prayer, Lord God, and answer the door. Just like at midnight when the angel came and opened up the jail cell and then brought them to the door, and they were still praying, but they went and answered the door, and there Peter was in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord God, as they're praying, Lord God, the answer is coming and knocking at the door. Today today, Lord God. I thank you there is no more delay. I thank you it is now in the name of Jesus. I thank you this is the season, and I profess that and proclaim that this is the season of a great now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that this broadcast, Lord God, will continue to spread kingdom, Lord God, will continue to spread your love, continue to spread your peace. May they come to know you through your son, Jesus, today. Anyone not knowing Jesus as a result of listening to this broadcast will be saved. We'll find a good biblical-based church home, Lord God, and we'll begin to grow and mature in your word and develop relationship with you, for that is what you are after, and that is relationship. May we continue to present relationship to the people and not religion. Thank you, Lord God, for loving every one of us. Lord God, I thank you for making all of us in your likeness and after your image. We thank you, Lord God, for this time. We bless it, and it is so in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God is good. That's all I can say. God is good. All right, so I'm going to start off with this psalm, Psalms 24. And first, I want to say thank you again for logging and tuning in today to Legacy Leader Worldwide Radio. And you can also follow my show. Just go on the page of blogtalkradio.com/legacy-leader. It is just starting off. I have not been on radio for over 6 years, so give me a little time to get everything back in order. I did not know I was going to do this fast, actually, on the air, on online radio, until about a week ago when God said, this is what you're getting ready to start doing. You're going to get everything set up. So I had to go with what God said. Sometimes when God speaks, we don't have time to try and get all of our ducks in the row. Just follow his lead and move forward. And I declare and decree that you're not trying to have make everything so perfect that you miss your moment with God. Stop trying to make everything so perfect that you miss your moment with God. Nothing wrong with having things in order, but sometimes we can delay ourselves because of this. We wonder what people are going to think, what they're going to say. Let me tell you something. When you move in the flow of God, move in the now of God. We can't continue to make any type of excuses, but we've got to move forward and move when God says to move without delay. Amen. So Psalms 24 says what? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him, for he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and built it on the ocean depth. Who may climb to the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God, their Savior. I need to go back and read that one more time. They will receive the Lord's blessing and have a right relationship with God, their Savior. Such people may seek you and worship in your presence, O God of Jacob. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord invincible in battle. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors, and let the King of Glory enter. Who is this King of Glory? I'm going to read that one more time so you get it in your spirit. Who is this King of Glory? One more time. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory. Can we just give God praise for being the King of Glory? Let all that love him, let all who were created by him praise him for his majesty, praise him for his greatness, praise him because he is strong and mighty, and he is invincible in battle. No one can beat God in battle. No one can surpass him in battle. We serve a God that has already fought the battle for us. Just like in 2 Chronicles 20, our assignment is to worship and praise him and allow him to be our banner and battle axe. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord God, what? Strong and mighty. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of heaven's army. He is the King of glory. We're getting ready to listen to a little bit. Lord, I lift your name on high. Let's just stay and praise and worship.
Caribbean gospel music.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My God is so good. And I gotta tell it to all of you all. God is good, God is great, and don't forget to praise him. And we're gonna sing this song for you. Come on. Let's all sing together now. Come on.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
I said, I lift your name so high.
Lord, I love to sing your praises.
I said, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him.
I'm so glad you're in my life.
I said, God, you're in my life.
I'm so glad you came to save us.
Save me, save me, save me.
That's right, Lord, I lift your name on high. That's right, we went Caribbean style. Y'all just don't even know what I'm going to play next on this doggone Legacy Libra Worldwide Radio. I love music. I love all different types of music. And so I thank God for being able to present me with a platform on Blog Talk Radio where I can play exactly what I really feel like playing. And I don't have to check with no boss. I don't have to get no paperwork signed to see what I can play and what I can't play. And so I love it. I love blogtalkradio.com. And I thank you for logging in today. I thank you for listening in today. That felt good. I said, Lord, I lift you. He goody man. He is goody man. Ain't God good? Goody man. He is good. He's better than good. Amen. Amen. So I hope you was able to get your praise on in Caribbean style this morning. There is an apostolic word of release this morning. Amen. All right, so let's just get our tablets or our pen and pencil ready. You can always go back and listen to the replay. Amen. All of my shows are recorded and you can listen or download them for free. free. Amen. So let's read over what God has to say to his people this morning. The time is now. The time is now. Your now is here. I feel I need to read that again because some of us are still, you know, kind of doubting what's going on. We may have gotten a little discouraged. I'm going to read that those two sentences one more time. The time is now. Your now is here. Is represents present. It represents it's happening right now. It doesn't mean that it was happening or is going to happen. It doesn't mean future. That means now. Your now is here. Those who have been in travail, now is the time to push. When I wrote that, I saw like a woman in labor, a woman being induced. It's time to push. It's time to deliver that baby. It's time to deliver that dream. It's time to deliver that which has caused you pain, that which has caused a whole lot of stretching and put you out of shape and caused all type of hormones to be imbalanced. That which you have travailed over in prayer, travailed over in worship, travailed over and fasting and praying and being up at night and being and everything that has caused you to travail. Now is the time to push. So the time is now. Your now is here. Stand strong and see the salvation of the Lord. A great time of celebration is here, a new season and a new day. For those who choose to fully obey my commands and follow my statutes, I'm releasing the double mantle of favor over your lives. I'm going beyond your expectations, says the Lord. In the reference scripture for that is Ephesians 3:20. A whirlwind of favor for you, says the Lord. So when I wrote that, I saw like the winds, almost like, I don't want to say like a tornado, but it's almost like the winds are getting ready to whirl in your direction, but it's not to destroy you. It's not to bring any damage, but it's going to bring about blessings. Amen. It's going to bring up, I hear God saying, the hidden treasures. Amen. The wind, the whirlwind is bringing about your favor, your hidden treasures, says the Lord. For some of you, I am pleased with your heart. The songs you sing unto me, says the Lord, are a sweet savor. So some of y'all been singing some good songs unto the Lord, your worship, your praise, your commitment to making sure you seek him first. He said it is pleasing him to the point where it is presenting him a sweet savor unto his nostrils in his presence. Continue to seek me and you will find me, says the Lord. Judgment is also here, says the Lord. I said that, I do believe, yesterday. The same time as a celebration, also there's going to be judgment as well. Judgment is also here, says the Lord, for those who continue to walk in disobedience and rebel against my order, it will not go favorably for you, says the Lord. I remove kings and I raise up kings, yet you do not trust my order. You speak against that which I have established. I warned many of you to watch what you say, for I, the Lord, am listening. Yet you continue to join the crowd that rebels against me, says the Lord. I am not pleased with many of my leaders who continue to lead my people astray, away from my voice, away from my heart. I will answer, says the Lord. I'm doing a new thing in marriages, says the Lord. Now, it's amazing. He talked about judgment, and then he jumped right into talking about marriages. But us as leaders, we must make sure that our heart and our mind is in tune with the mind of God. Now is not the time to rebel. Now is not the time to keep joining crowds that go against his order. No time to be sitting here gossiping about this and that when we know it will end up coming against God's order. Amen. So the best thing we need to do sometimes is be quiet. We might need to go off somewhere by ourselves for a little bit so we don't get in trouble. We got to be careful what we join. We got to be careful what we sign. God is listening. And I hear God saying, and he's watching. He's listening and he is watching. Now let's get back to this part here. I'm doing a new thing in marriages, says the Lord. A revival is here for marriages. What you thought was over for many of you, a new beginning is here. So there are some people that have been praying for revival in their marriage. They've been praying and seeking God what to do next concerning their marriage. Well, that word was for you. Now, everybody's not doing that, but that word specifically for those who have been praying for God to move and blow a fresh wind on their marriage. And you know it is not over yet. God says what you thought was over, a new beginning is here. I hear God saying some of you as wives been praying for your husband. I hear God saying shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Keep praying in silence. Continue to keep staying in your prayer closet, but keep your mouth shut. Do not combat against him. God says he can move when you shut your mouth. When you shut your mouth, God says he's going to move on your husband's heart, and things are going to happen so fast for you in your favor. He's not going to rebel against you. I hear God saying the war will cease in your house. Love will come back to your mattresses. Amen. It will come back to your bed chambers. But right now, because I hear God saying it's going tit for tat. It's almost like a war, tug of war, tug of war. Because you got things that you want to do. He got things that he wants you to do. And there's no agreement. And God is saying you're leaving him out the picture. You're leaving him out of the order. But if you can just be quiet and be submitted and be quiet for a moment. God said only going to take a moment. Just be quiet. Of course, the enemy is going to try and provoke you to keep the fighting going on because he does not want marriages to work. But I hear God saying that these particular marriages that he's declaring there will be a revival over are marriages that are not doomed for failure. They're not doomed for divorce. They will be revived. But I hear God saying some of you women, you're praying for your marriage, but at the same time you're speaking against it or you're going into battle with him. I hear God saying some of you saying as women, well, or wives, well, why am I the one that has to be quiet? You don't even realize the power that you walk in. Do you know it takes power to actually be quiet and stay submitted? But God said, if you do it, God says he will move on his heart and everything will switch and change so quickly in your favor. He said, but you've got to close that mouth. Don't just pray. When you pray, you got to give it all to him. I hear God saying you pray, but then you trying to still fight the battle. You still try because you want it your way. I hear God saying you're still trying to be in control of it, and you've got to let go of that control. Amen. And allow God to move in this thing. It may not be what you like. It may not be what you want to hear, but I hear God saying you've been praying for an answer. There's your answer. I hear God saying keep praying. Keep speaking the word over his life. You got to speak that which you don't see sometimes. And then God says, be quiet and watch what he does next. He's going to move on the behalf of your husband's heart. If you keep arguing with him, his heart is going to continue to become hardened towards you. So God is saying he's going to be reviving marriages, but there's going to have to be something that you're going to have to do before he can move and step in that situation. Amen. What you thought was over for many of you, a new beginning is here, and that which I close, a new door is open for you. So there's some marriages, there's some things that's going to be dissolved. He's going to close the door, but he said at the same time, there's going to be a new door open for you. You will not return back to that which I delivered you out of. I hear God saying this is not scripted. Some stuff that I'm going out, it's not even in this letter right here. It's not even in this letter. But I hear God saying some of you, there's going to be a familiar spirit trying to come back and rekindle things that are already closed, that door is already done, and it's going to seem like it was, it's going to work that way, but God says, no, what he done closed, what he said is over, it is finished, it is finished, amen, look for the new open door, you will not return back to that which he has delivered you out of. So if he delivered you out of that, no need to go back. Amen. It's going to seem like they have changed, and they may have changed, but that doesn't mean that God says go back and open up this door again. Beware of familiarity. Beware of what presents itself as an angel of light or a prophet of truth, yet I did not send them. Please listen up. Because as we go into the spring and warm summer months, there's a whole new portal that begins to open of demonic spirits that can deceive at a high level. They have been trained well to even fool a lot of the elite, a lot of the generals, and you have to stay prayed and fasted up. So why do we continue to keep doing these fasts? So that our level of discernment can be very keen, and we can pinpoint some things that others may not see to be able to warn and get people back to what? The heart of God. There are many of my prophets and apostles saying, I said this and I said that, but yet I did not send them. I'm calling forth for the mature prophets. I'm calling forth for my mature apostles. Now, when he's saying mature apostles and prophets, when I say that, I'm not talking about because they have degrees in this and that, and they're called all these different titles. I'm talking about, and I believe God, what God is saying here is that those who are in tune into the heart and mind of God, who do not mind speaking his truth, amen, and being obedient to what he says and not try and be swayed by the voices of the people, not easily offended if people don't receive what you're saying, amen, and then go back into the cave and don't say anything else, but those who are mature in him. He's calling you forward. Many want to outcompete each other, but few are after my heart, says the Lord. So God is saying there's a lot of ministries, a lot of prophets and apostles trying to out-prophesy and out-apostle each other. And God is like, you're missing the whole point, and you're not even tapping into where my heart and mind is, and yet you say you hear me. And God says, your heart is far from me, says the Lord. How can you hear me, yet you don't do as I say? Your heart is far from me, says the Lord, and I will no longer contend with your disobedience. My judgment is here, says the Lord. Now, for many of you, rest is your portion. I need to say that one more time. Now, for many of you, rest is your portion. Rest is your portion. He said it twice. Prophetic warning. Please hear me when I say this. I said, God, you want me to say it just like you said it, or can I kind of put it in a nicer term? He said, say it just like I say it. I said, okay, Lord, please listen up. And this is for leaders who don't know how to sit down somewhere and get some rest. I'm telling you, warning you now, you better make time for rest. It's time out for making excuses. Why we can't do this and why we can't do that. Money is not the issue. It has to do with control. I love you. You may tell me off later. That's fine. That's what I hear in the spirit. A lot of you, it has to do with control and letting things go and allowing somebody else to run something or to do something for you. You feel you got to do it all your own. And this is the warning. Please hear me what I say. I'm saying it just like how he gave it. Prophetic warning. If you do not make the time, notice I didn't say take the time. You're going to have to make the time to rest now. If you don't make the time to rest now, the overflow will kill you later. I just got quiet just for a moment. You didn't lose me. I'm still here. I just had to be quiet for a moment because I said, Lord, you want me to say it? He said, say it just like I said it. If you don't make the time to rest now, the overflow will kill you later. In other words, there is a set appointed time where God is going to release. He's going to go above and beyond what you ask or think. He is going to go exceeding, and he's going to keep exceeding. And it's going to be so much, just like in Amos, it's going to come up on you so fast. It's going to be so much, it's going to cause your head to swim. But the only way you're going to be able to handle it is if you make time to rest now. You can't go to every conference. You can't be at every speaking engagement right now. Now is the thing. He said, make time to rest now, because there's a scheduled time for your overflow that's coming. If you don't get yourself in order, if you don't get the proper rest you need, if you don't work out like you should, if you don't change some habits that you know you need to change, the overflow is going to kill you. It's just like the waters can provide us great opportunity. It can provide us refreshing waters. It can provide us restoration. But when it overflows, if we're not careful and we don't know how to swim, if we don't know how to stay afloat, it can overflow and it can drown us. God is saying, if you don't get your rest, you sitting here overbooking yourself, you sitting here trapped, you don't take no time for yourself, your body is going to get ready to shut down on you. You don't want your body to shut down on you and tell you when to rest. You want to stay in control of that. You're going to say, you need to say, look, I'm turning my phone off. I'm getting off social media. Look, I got to rest. I got to rest. A prophetic warning has come. If I don't make time to rest now, I'm not going to make it to enjoy. I'm not going to be able to enjoy my overflow to the fullest. What a sad thing to finally get your overflow and you can't enjoy it because you didn't take the time to rest. We've got to stop making excuses for why we don't rest. I'm coming to you as an apostle this morning. I'm not trying to soothe your wounds or crush your shoulders. No. God said it to me. He said, say it just like how I said it. If you don't make time to rest now, the overflow, what he's going to release, will end up killing you. It will overtake you. You won't be able to keep up. I hear God saying, you won't be able to keep up with your heart being able to regulate like it should. It's going to wear you out. It'll be in overdrive because it never got the proper rest in the first place before your appointed time to be able to be restored, to be revived, to be regenerated. Amen. So let's take this word and let's apply this word to heart. Let's take this to heart. Amen. Let's say, look, you know what? That's for me. And I'm not going to get offended by what she says. That's for me, God. Forgive me. I'm going to make some time. We've got to make some time, what, to rest now, or the overflow. Some of y'all, your book is going to increase. You're getting ready to travel a whole lot more than what you've been traveling. But if you don't take that break now, thinking that you're not going to make it or thinking that this is not going to get paid, when are you going to trust God fully? Why do you worship him and yet you don't trust him? The Bible says what in Proverbs 3:5-6, what? Trust in the Lord with what? All thine heart. And lean what? Not to thine own understanding. Not how we think it should be. Not how we think we want it to be. But in all thy ways, what? Acknowledge him and what? He will what? Direct our path. It's time to prioritize your health and meditation. So not only does he want us to make time to rest, but he wants us to get our health in order. That's what I'm going through now. I'm getting some things in order with concerning my health. I've allowed things in my job and stuff to kind of stress me out. I've never been this. I said, wait a minute. I had to pull back some. I was like, wait a minute. I've never been this high levels of stress. And so some things, you know, God is going to warn us about. If we don't pull back from that, the overflow is going to end up taking us out before our time. It's going to be a sad thing to be sitting there in a wheelchair or on a cane because we didn't get our proper rest and get the time that we needed to get in order. So we got to prioritize our health and meditation. Meditate on his word. Meditate on those good things, not things that will cause us to be depressed or cause us to be worried or stressed out, but on his word, what, day and night. So we can be like what? A tree planted by what? The rivers of opportunity, the rivers of water that yield forth this what? Fruit in its what? Season. Amen. Its leaves shall not what? Wither. And whatever we do shall what? Prosper. Amen. Continue to seek after me first, says the Lord, for I'm making everything right again for my people, my chosen, says the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord. Amen. So, okay, so you might have a little attitude right now. For some of you, you might have a little attitude. That's okay. I'm saying this because I love you. Those whom he loves, what? He corrects us. All right, so if those whom he loves, he chastises, he corrects us, he reproves us and gets us right and keeps us in order. He say, I got so much for you that I'm going to release. I'm going to release, like I'm not holding it back. The scheduled appointed time is here. What did he say in the beginning? He said, your time is now. Your time is here. But you've got to get some rest so that you'll be able to handle it, so that you'll be able to walk in it without any pain, without any stress, without any worries, without being so drained and tired. You can't even preach. You can't even prophesy right. You can't even hear right because you're tired. Look here. after I finish this fast, I'm letting y'all know now. God already has spoke to me this morning, yesterday. He's like, it's time for you to go on a fast from social media. So I'll be fasting from social media for a while. I've got to continue to stay before the Lord because I'm called to him first. I'm not called to the people. I love y'all, but I'm called to God first. And so I have to do what I need to do so that I can stay in order with him, so that I'll be able to be stretched to be able to handle more. So I will not be on social media for a little while, and I'll come back on when he tells me to come back on. But I need that time with him. I need to be able to work in stealth mode. I need to be able to make sure that when it's my time, my appointed time, that I'll be able to handle the overflow. I'm making time to rest. I hear that so strongly. You got to make time to rest. I hear God say, stop thinking that you got to say this and you got to say that. Sometimes God will call us into a solitude of quietness for a moment. Don't be afraid of your moment and being quiet so that you can make some time for rest to be able to handle the overflow. Amen. I'm not trying to look old before my time. I got my kids at school. They think I'm still in my 30s. I will bless the Lord. You think I'm 38, 39? Bless you. Amen. They don't even know I'm about to turn 49 this year. I'm not trying to look old before my time, but if we continue to go at the rate that we're going, our health will get the best of us. And so we got to make sure, he said, he warned us. Please do not take a prophetic warning lightly. When he warns us, that means that it's right there, and he wants us to get it right before it is unleashed. Amen. I pray that this word has blessed you. I pray this time on Blog Talk Radio has been beneficial to you. Again, this is our last day of the fast. And so you can go back and listen to the replay if you missed any portion of it. You can listen to it for free. I'll have it posted on my Facebook page at Facebook.com, Lassondra J. Hardy. You can follow me there. You also can follow me on this show at Legacy-Lever, blogtalkradio.com/Legacy-Lever. Amen. And so I thank everybody for coming on this morning. I got area codes, plenty of area codes for 912. Amen. 404. I know that's in the Atlanta, Georgia area. 814 up there in Pennsylvania. 205, 860 up there in the Northeast area in Connecticut. Amen. I see that 770. As well. Amen. So I thank you. My switchboard is lit up so I can't even scroll all the way down, but I scroll as far as I could. Amen. So I thank you. Y'all are coming on. You're supporting, and I appreciate you. I hear God saying expansion is here. Expansion is here. I hear God saying more land for some of you is going to be afforded to you. I hear God saying property. You're just going to walk into it. God is making it favorable for his people to be able to walk into it. And it won't be some of you. I hear God saying for some of you, it won't even be based off of your credit. He's just going to order your steps to be in the right place at the right time. Some things are just going to fall in your lap. Why? I hear God saying he's going back 10, 15, 20 years, how you have sown. Even when you were crying, you still sowed. Even when you knew that nothing was going to probably come back from that person, but you didn't think about that, you sowed because you're out of your obedience and your love for God and touching his heart. So now God is saying, I'm going back and I'm answering those prayers. And that's why it's going to be so much, because I hear God saying he's even going back and answering prayers of your grandparents. He's going back 3 and 4 generations and great grandparents. You're going to see the return of wealth coming back to you through generations, things that happened that may have brought a curse. But God said he's just causing your enemies to take care of it. Now, when you get it, I hear God saying it won't be a baby that you have to mature. It will be a fully matured blessing. That's good right there. When it comes to you, it will be a fully matured blessing. Amen. Can we just praise God for that? Amen. A fully matured blessing. All right. So God bless you. Thank you for being on this hour of power on the fourth watch. Prayer, praise, and power. I've been your host, Apostle Lassondra J. Hardy. Amen. Make time to rest now, because your schedule appointed time for your overflow is here. All right, so let's end this show with Your Spirit by Tasha Cobbs. God bless you.
the temple. You are the voice. We are your song. You are our God. We are your people. You are the light. We stand in awe.
Not by might, not by